Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Happy Monday!
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic is small talk.
Today's title is Let's Talk About Family. Let's talk about family. Peter, tell us about your family.
Well, I have a brother. He is 2 years older than me. He's one of my best friends. I also have a mom and a dad. So there are four of us in our family.
That's great. Do you have any sisters?
No, I don't. But my brother is married, so I do have a sister-in-law.
Oh, well, I think we are going to learn a lot today. Let's get started with our Read It.
Tina's cousin has a new baby boy. Tina's aunt and uncle are very happy. The baby's name is Adam Joseph. Adam is Tina's uncle's middle name. James is talking to his brother. Today is his daughter's birthday. James's nephew's birthday is today too. How is that possible? Well, James's niece and nephew are twins.
Oh, I think I'm going to like today's show. I love talking about family.
Well, are you close to your family?
Oh, well, I don't live near my family. My parents and brothers and sister all live far away, but we are a very close family.
Wait, you live far away, but you're also close? That doesn't make sense.
Well, close has two meanings. To be close to someone means you have a good relationship. You care about them a lot. So, my family, we are very close.
That's great. Well, today will be fun. So, let's get started. Here's Christina with those key words.
Hello, Tina的表姐生小baby了. Tina的阿姨和姨丈非常的高兴. Her aunt and uncle are very happy. 英文里阿姨、舅妈、姑姑、婶婶或者是伯母等等的一律称为 aunt。Baby 的名字叫做 Adam, 这个名字其实是宝宝的爸爸的 middle name。很多美国人有中间名 middle name。形容词 middle 就是中间的。It's his father's middle name. James 传简讯给他哥哥，因为今天是他哥哥的女儿的生日。It's his daughter's birthday. 名词女儿就是 D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. Daughter. 这里的 G-H 不用发音哦。换句话说，今天是 James 的侄女过生日。可是 James 接着说，今天也是他的侄子的生日。侄子或者是外甥就是 nephew. It's his nephew's birthday too.怎么可能会这样呢？所以侄子和侄女的生日在同一天吗？ Taylor 很惊讶地说， How is that possible? 形容词 possible 就是可能的。原来他的侄子和侄女是双胞胎。 His nephew and niece are twins. 侄子是 nephew, 侄女或外甥女就是 niece。
Hi, Tina. What are you smiling about?
My cousin has a new baby boy. Here's his picture.
He's so tiny. How old is he?
He is 2 weeks old.
What's his name?
His name is Adam.
That's a nice name.
My aunt and uncle are very happy. Adam is my uncle's middle name.
Hey, Pauline, what are you smiling at?
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about my sister.
Your sister?
Yes. Tina's cousin has a new baby boy. And my sister also had a baby boy this year. His name is Jimmy. He's so cute. I can't wait to meet him.
Oh,
but ask me that question again.
What question?
You know, the one at the beginning you said, what are you smiling about?
Okay. What are you smiling about?
I'm smiling about today's
Calendar phrase!
What are you smiling about?
What are you smiling about?
你在笑什么？
What are you smiling about?
Something funny.
What are you smiling about?
Something silly.
What are you smiling about?
I don't want to say.
Tell me, what are you smiling about?
You. Your shirt's on backwards.
Oops. What are you smiling about?
What are you smiling about?
你在笑什么?
Peter, what are you smiling about now?
I am smiling because that calendar phrase was so funny.
Oh, okay. Actually, Christina really liked that calendar phrase too. She wants to tell us more about it. Let's go to her now.
我们要来学一个很实用的句子。Susie 问 Tina, What are you smiling about? 你在笑什么？既然看到了这个句子，就来把它练熟。生活里一定会常常用到的。比如你看到朋友在发呆，可以问他 What are you thinking about? 有一个人很担心的样子，你可以问他 What are you worrying about? 句子里的现在分词也可以换成形容词，像是What are you angry about? 你在气什么? What are you happy about? 你在高兴什么? 或者 What are you curious about? 你在好奇什么? 所以提醒后面的介系词 about 不要忘记哦。
Thanks, Christina. So, Pauline, what are you thinking now?
Well, I'm thinking we need to talk more about Tina and her new baby cousin.
Good point. Tina has a picture of the baby and shows it to Susie. Hey, Pauline, do you have pictures of your sister's baby?
Of course. I have pictures of him everywhere. They make me happy. Oh, but hey, how old is Tina's cousin's baby?
Tina's cousin's baby. Great question. But let's answer it after Rebecca practices that question with us some more. Rebecca?
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? If you want to ask how old someone is, you can use this grammar point. For example, how old is your grandma? Or you could ask, how old are you? Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.We can practice using it together now. Pauline, how old are you?
I'm not answering that question. It's rude to ask a woman how old she is.
Well, I was just practicing today's grammar point.
Oh, yeah? Well, how old are you?
Oh, hey, we never answered the question about Tina's cousin's baby. Let's answer that question instead. He's 2 weeks old.
Oh, cute! He really is a new baby. What's his name?
I think his name is Peter.
No, it's not. I remember. His name is Adam.
Oh, right. I knew that was his name.
Tina says her uncle and aunt are very happy. Why are they happy?
Well, because their daughter had a baby, and now they are grandparents.
And the name Adam is special to them. Adam is the uncle's middle name.
In English, we usually have three names. A first name, a middle name, and a last name. My first name is Peter. My last name is Smith. That's my family name. And my middle name is Luke.
All right, well, we are learning a lot today as usual, but it is time for a break. Come back right after this to learn more. See you in a minute.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we are talking all about family. Do you have any brothers and sisters? What about cousins? Do your cousins live near you or far away?
Learning how to talk about family is an important part of learning a new language, and we are glad that you are here learning about it today.
Well, let's learn some more by joining Taylor and James at the Jungle Cafe. James is telling Taylor all about his family right now. Hi, James. What are you doing?
Hi, Taylor. I'm texting my brother. His daughter's birthday is today.
So today is your niece's birthday?
That's right. His son's birthday is today, too.
Today is your nephew's birthday, too?
That's right.
How is that possible?
Because they're twins.
Oh, of course.
Friends, today we are learning a lot of words about family. So let's review some of those words.
Okay. In English, we have fewer words for family than in Chinese. For example, the word aunt. Aunts are your mom's sisters or your dad's sisters.
Right. Pauline's sister had a baby named Jimmy. Pauline is Jimmy's aunt. But if Pauline's brother had a baby, she will also be its aunt.
I am so excited about being an aunt. It makes me so happy. Oh, but one more thing about this word. Aunt can be said two different ways, aunt or aunt. I say aunt, but many people say aunt. Both are okay, and they mean the same thing.
That's right. I usually say the word aunt. So let's talk now about the word daughter. James says his brother's daughter is having a birthday today. So what is a daughter?
Well, a daughter is someone's child who is a girl. My sister had a baby this year. If the baby was a girl, it would be a daughter, her daughter. But Jimmy's a boy, so he's her son.
Okay, I think I understand. Now let's go back to James. James is talking about his brother's daughter. Is there another word for your brother's daughter?
Yes, a niece. Your brother's or sister's daughter is a niece.
So do you have any nieces, Pauline?
No, I just have a nephew.
Hey, that's our next family word. What is a nephew, Pauline?
Friends, can you guess? A niece is your brother or sister's daughter. So a nephew is your brother or sister's son. Remember, my sister has a baby boy named Jimmy. He is my nephew.
Okay, so let's again go back to James. James has a brother. His brother has a daughter. James is her uncle, and so she is James's niece.
You got it. Oh, but there is a little mystery here. We know today is the niece's birthday, but James says it is also his nephew's birthday. So his brother has two children, but they were born on the same day?
Is that possible? Can that happen?
Friends, you can solve this mystery, right? Two children born on the same day? They are twins, of course. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
James 的侄子和侄女是同一天生日，因为他们是双胞胎 ，because they are twins。请你留意，讲到一对双胞胎的时候，因为是两个人，所以不要忘了加 s。比如 ，the twins are 3 years old now， 或者是 Lena and Lizzie are twins。当然这个字也有单数的时候，比如有人说 I'm a twin， 就表示他是双胞胎之一，也可能另外有一个双胞胎弟弟，就可以说 Tom is my twin brother。 除了讲双胞胎之外， twin 也可以来讲饭店里有双人的房间， Can I have a room with twin beds？ 可以给我一间两个单人床的房间吗？ 这些都是 twin 的常见用法。
Wow, we have learned so many great words today. Let's go ahead and review them together now.
Here's the first key word from today. Aunt. Aunt. My dad's sister is my aunt.
Middle. Middle. Put the cup on the middle table.
Daughter, daughter. My brother has two daughters.
Nephew, nephew. Her sister's son is her nephew.
Possible, possible. There are two possible choices.
Niece.Niece. My brother's daughter is my niece. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our conversations one more time.
Hi, Tina. What are you smiling about?
My cousin has a new baby boy.Here's his picture.
He's so tiny. How old is he?
He is 2 weeks old.
What's his name?
His name is Adam.
That's a nice name.
My aunt and uncle are very happy. Adam is my uncle's middle name.
Hi, James. What are you doing?
Hi, Taylor.I'm texting my brother. His daughter's birthday is today.
So today is your niece's birthday?
That's right. His son's birthday is today too.
Today is your nephew's birthday too?
That's right.
How is that possible?
Because they're twins.
Oh, of course.
So, Peter, in the West, how are baby names chosen? Do we pick the names, or how do we pick the names that we do?
Good question. People have different reasons and different ways. Many times, parents choose names that are from their families. For example, my brother is named after my grandfather.
Right. Other people, like my parents, chose names from the Bible or from their faith.
Others...may choose names from famous people or even names in movies and other books that are popular.
It's always interesting to see what names are popular for babies right now. But we don't have time to talk about that anymore because we have another interesting chat to join. Here's James and Ginger.
Guess what, Ginger?
I don't know. What?
Today is my niece's birthday.
Oh, a niece is a girl, right?
Yes, my brother's daughter is my niece.
Is it nice having a niece?
Yes, it is. Guess what else, Ginger?
I don't know. What else?
It's my nephew's birthday, too.
Today, your niece and nephew have a birthday on the same day.
That's right.
How is that possible?
They're twins.
Wow. They can celebrate their birthday on the same day.
That's right. With two parties, two birthday cakes, and lots of birthday presents.
Wow. Hey, I want to be a twin.
All right. Today is Monday. It's time to answer some questions with friends.Here's your first question. Who has a new baby? Who has a new baby?
The answer is in conversation A. Tina's cousin has a new baby. Here's question number two. Do you have aunts or uncles? Explain. Do you have aunts or uncles? explain? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I have aunts and uncles?
Yes, I have lots of aunts and uncles. On my mom's side of the family, I have 5 uncles and 3 aunts. They all live in America. On my dad's side of the family, I have 2 aunts and 2 uncles. They also live in America. Unfortunately, I don't get to see my family that often, but when I do get to see them, we have so much fun.
Ooh. Do I have any aunts and uncles? Well, yes, I have many aunts and uncles, and they all have superpowers. In fact, my aunt is a super cook, and I just came from her house where we had a super big meal. We had super chicken, super fish, super shrimp on a super big plate. And now I'm super full. Wait, does somebody need a super sentence? All right, I'm coming. Ugh.
Do I have any aunts or uncles? I sure do. I've got lots of aunts and lots of uncles. That's because my mom and dad have brothers and sisters. Those are... my aunts and uncles. My uncle is a monkey's uncle. That's funny. Anyway, yeah, how about you? Do you have aunts and uncles too? I hope so. It's fun having a big family, especially of monkeys.
Do I have any aunts or uncles? Yes, I have a lot of aunts and uncles. My father has a brother, so he's my uncle, and he's married, so his wife is my aunt. And then my father also has a sister who is my aunt, and she's married, and so that's my uncle. And then my mom has 3 brothers, so those are my uncles, and they're all married, and so their wives are my aunts, and I have a lot of aunts and uncles.
All right, friends, well, we enjoyed learning with you today, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow to learn more about family right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.